Packers all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He is our friend, he is our teammate, he is Jason Wilde. He joins us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. What's going on, dude?
Good day, gentlemen. Thank you for having me.
Opening day, Jason. Fired up?
That's what I heard, yeah. Yeah, very excited. We're big baseball fans here at the Wilde House. Go Brewers, turning up the heat. Yeah, very excited. How about you?
I'll be watching. I hate anybody that plays the... Well, that didn't come
Wait
out right.
Minute.
I love everyone that plays the Yankees. So this is a little added extra juice. So.
Oh, because you're a Sox fan because you're from Boston.
Yeah. That's my number one, but Brewers are two.
Oh, well, that's nice. Who's starting pitcher today?
Steady Freddy.
Fastball Freddy.
Nope. Too many syllables. Sorry. Ain't working for me.
God, you're one of one.
Jason, how are you? Are you a morning person? When you wake up, are you a little more crabby in the morning? Does it take you a while to kind of ease into the day? What kind of morning person are you?
I'm great once I'm up. It takes me a while to wake up, though. We have those little Google contraptions throughout the house. And so I probably take a sharp tone when I say, hey, Google, snooze for 5 more minutes. And now one's talking to me in our basement because I said that. but once I'm out of bed, I am Mary Sunshine. I do enjoy waking up every morning and being around the people that I love. So I'm usually pretty good once I get up, but I'm a big snooze bar guy back in the old days of having one of those, and now I'm a big tell the Google assistant that I still want to sleep some.
Well, I brought this up, Jason, and I see you as a get a cup of coffee for Paula or a piece of toast, and how this all starts. My wife is meaner than a rattlesnake in the morning, and we actually I never thought of that. We did a little research, and Duke University did a study, and it's proven that, yes, women are meaner in the morning than men. But I'm like you, Jason.
Not quite how they described it.
That's what we're going with.
I didn't realize that we were holding Chewy to the standard of accurately portraying academia.
Well, I read the article by Albert Greer, and Jason, I just love how you glossed over that. Like, just let him go. Who am I, Bluto from Animal House? Let him go.
He's on
a roll.
He's cooking.
When the Germans bomb Pearl Harbor, that's where we're at with me now.
No, it's just, you know, no one at our station and our family of stations has as much history with you as I do. Not even
yes.
Craig, who obviously we know, you know, I still, you know, obviously there were some challenging times in your past, and I always look back and am so thankful that Craig gave you the opportunity to do what you've done, because I'm, you know, without getting all sappy, I'm extremely proud of you, and I do consider you a good friend. But I also know that you're a knucklehead, and I've known that since I started covering the team in 96. So I'm not here to embarrass you by correcting you, and people know what you mean. And my theory on that is if I know what you meant, that's good enough for me. Right. So okay. Greer, Breer, Albert, Alvin, whatever you called them, it was good with me. We're all good.
All right, Jason, I see Mercedes Lewis is working, looking for work. Chances he's in Green Bay. Slim to none?
Probably. I mean, if Goody doesn't want 30-year-old guys, does he really want a 50-year-old guy? but Matt LaFleur, like, there, what I've learned through the course of LaFleur's, what is this going to be, his seventh season as the coach, which is crazy because that's how long Holmgren was the coach. And we always think of Mike as this kind of institutional coach, and it turns out, given when he left for Seattle, you know, LaFleur, if he coaches this year or next year, he'll surpass him in terms of tenure. But what I've learned is he's always got his handful of favorites, right? Guys that, you know, he treats everybody well. He's a player's coach, but there are a couple guys that he resonates with far more than others. And Mercedes Lewis is on that list, right? He used to call Alan Lazard his goon, and it's the only time I've ever heard the term goon be used as a term of affection, but that's how he viewed him too. And in Mercedes Lewis, like, this is one of my favorite stories that I learned from one of the assistants. LaFleur loves Mercedes so much and talks about him so reverently that while he was still with the Packers, the assistant coaches, for I don't know if it was for his birthday or for Christmas, they got LaFleur a Mercedes Lewis jersey, which I thought was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
So because I feel fairly confident that, and that was an 89 jersey, I feel fairly confident that no one was getting Mike Holmgren a Chewy jersey. So my point is that, you know, once again, another example of a guy that the coach loves who would be great for their locker room. I always thought, you know, even as they were turning into this younger team, he was worth having, right? I mean, yeah, what was he going to catch, 10 balls a year? But having him in the locker room, having him have influence, like, you could be frustrated with Rodgers and his leadership style. You could be frustrated with other veteran players who had to get theirs. Mercedes Lewis was never that guy, and he certainly wasn't that guy in the years that he spent in Green Bay. So while I love that idea, again, I don't see Goody having a whole lot of interest, no matter how Matt LaFleur feels about him.
Jason, I know that there are restrictions on what coaches can and can't do in terms of contact with their players. And Jordan Love, I think we all agree, has some things he needs to clean up going into next season. How much contact can Matt LaFleur have? Can he give, like, hey, here's a list of things that I think you should work on, and here's how you should work on it? Or do they just trust that his personal coach that he's going to work with is going to help clean some of those things up?
That's a really good question. I have not thought about that. So this is an educated guess. This is not a I've checked the rule book and here's what is allowed type of answer. But my educated guess would be they can talk on the phone all they want. Now LaFleur, or FaceTime.
I was about to say, what about FaceTime?
Get a hold of your quarterback. God, isn't it amazing that that has become part of the... you just can't let that pass, right? Because of the way Rodgers handled that. I think LaFleur certainly gave him a to-do list when he left in the exit interview. I'm sure he checks in on him and talks to him about, hey, how's this going? How's that going? You heard Jordan say this at the Super Bowl, talking about how he does need to make his legs part of his game, not try to morph into Lamar Jackson. But even had he been healthy last year, which he clearly wasn't with the leg injuries, he still probably would not have used his legs as frequently as they would like him to and how they need him to. So my point is that I'm sure LaFleur gave him a to-do list. I'm sure he checks in on him from time to time to see where he stands on that to-do list. But from a perspective of, you know, I don't think he's filming his workouts and sending them to Sean Mannion and LaFleur and asking him, hey, how do I look here and what do I need to do here? So, but look, there's no denying, and I hate doing this because there's a segment of the fan base that then thinks that you think Jordan Love sucks or you're ripping him and you're not giving him enough leeway because he played with two leg injuries last year. This is a critical year for him.
Yeah.
And I think Jordan knows that. I think obviously the Packers know that. And that's not, you know, me saying that doesn't mean that I think he sucks. What it means is, if he's going to be the guy that's the $55 million man, if he's going to be the guy that is going to elevate his game, and when we talk about him, it is not unreasonable to use his name in the same sentence as Love, as Rodgers and Favre, then he's got to up his game. And you know, I don't think Jordan is the kind of guy, in my experience with him, and I feel like, you know, after 2 years of not even being in a locker room with him because of COVID, I feel like I've gotten to know him more and more. And one of the things I like about him that his predecessor did not do often enough is he owns stuff. I need to play better. I can't make that throw. That was a bad decision. Like, that is, for lack of a better term, refreshing, okay? But I don't think he needs to be treated with kid gloves. And when I say something, like, I'm not worried that, oh, it's going to get back to Jordan and he's going to be mad because I criticized him. Like, I think he's self-critical enough to say, look, I know that I'm a good player. I know that I could play a lot better than I did, even with the leg injuries. And I'm going to demand that of myself. And I think that's an incredibly appealing quality that he has. Like, we can question if he's, you know, he's too even keeled, and is he going to be able to make a leadership jump? I mean, LaFleur basically put that out there, right, in the mm-hmm. press conference mm-hmm. after the season. Those are fair questions, but I don't have a question about his character or about his ability to take responsibility. And so I think he went into this offseason not necessarily feeling pressure, but feeling a desire to say, all right, I'm going to work my tail off. And I work my tail off every offseason, but this one's got to be different, because this team needs me to make a jump. And he's that responsible that I believe he views it through that lens.
Again, the reason why I bring that up, Jason, because when the previous quarterbacks were at this juncture in their career, Holmgren mm-hmm. with Brett could be a lot more hands-on. McCarthy with Aaron could be a lot more hands-on. And I know this changed way back in 2011 with that CBA. But that's how long it's been where the Packers have had to not, you know, deal with this. So not that they don't trust Jordan, it's just trusting somebody outside the organization to get him where he needs to be. I'm guessing that's got to be scary for Mannion, for LaFleur. Like, okay, we just got to trust that this guy's going to be able to help our guy and that Jordan's going to be ready when he comes to us in June for minicamp.
Yeah, and look, I don't take this the wrong way, but and I mean this because I think this is ridiculous. NFL players have been stupid when it comes to the CBA. They just have been.
Mm-hmm.
Their negotiation, and again, you know, Chewy, you're part of this. First of all, none of these guys seem to realize someday they're going to be former players. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you should not only be fighting for conditions that affect you as a player currently, but things that are going to impact you down the road when you're retired. So the fact that they did not fight for lifetime health care, for example, is so short-sighted, it's just dumb. One of the other things, though, that is dumb is that I'm sure the owners look at them and go, hey, these idiots, less time in the offseason, and then we'll add an 18th game. For your development as a player, and look, I understand, you know, I live in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm very happy here. There are a few drawbacks to it, but I like it here. But I understand that coming here, because you guys used to come back for the off-season program in, like, March. I mean, once you had the Hudson Center and stuff, mm-hmm. like late March. Yep. And from a developmental standpoint, and again, I'm one of those guys that I have more fun at Sydney's practices than I do at the games, because I just love the process of improving. But there, especially for a young team like this, the fact that they don't have that much work in the offseason like they used to in the old days, that's one of the few things about the old days, as opposed to not realizing that if a guy got knocked out in the first half with a concussion, he probably shouldn't play in the second half. One of the things about the old days is that I really think that that was so much better for players' development. And I would hope that even if players want to be hanging out on South Beach or doing whatever, they would recognize that if that opportunity was there to be with their coaches and go through IPWs and quarterback school and all the stuff that they used to have, it would help them become better players and it would benefit them in the long run. It would be a small price to pay, because I love the videos of Romeo Doubs and Dontayvion Wicks and Jaden Reed down in Florida running routes with a bunch of other dudes in what appears to be just a regular old park. But again, it's not quite the same as what you'd be getting if you were in Green Bay.
Jason, we certainly appreciate the time, bud. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde joins us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But I do want to tell you about our friends over at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin here at ESPN Wisconsin. You've heard us talk about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin for years and the unprecedented quality and service you get from Pella. And I'm really excited that I am going to be doing and talking a lot about Pella, because there's a reason that Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin have been together with ESPN Wisconsin for years. Just really good people that are going to make sure that you are taken care of. They genuinely love what they do at Pella, and that team is going to be with you from start to finish. You're getting those windows in your house. They're not just going to disappear right after the sale. They are going to make sure that you are taken care of. And right now, you can take advantage of windows as low as $22 per month. That's right, $22 per month, and doors as low as $89 per month, which is something I'm looking into because I need a new front door at our house. Certain restrictions do apply. It ends 3/31/2025. You can get started today with our friends at PellaWI.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How much will Angie let you grow a beard?
I would say for 3 months I have to keep a beard if I lose.
Okay, and Angie would allow you to have a beard for 3 months.
She doesn't run my life. Drop that.
Yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN.